Since 1999, a unit known as HALT, short for Health Authority Law Enforcement Task Force, has made hundreds of arrests and seized $20 million worth of illegal and potentially dangerous pharmaceuticals. The team responds to complaints and confiscates medications and counterfeit drugs. On this morning, three police officers, a Los Angeles County health inspector, and a pharmacist gather for a HALT team briefing on the scheduled locations for the day's operation plan.
Today what we're going to do is, since I made the undercover buys, we're going to have the health department go in and conduct an inspection of the locations. And if they do find anything else, they're going to come out of the stores and tell us, tell the police officers, that they found more pharmaceuticals so that we can go recover the pharmaceuticals and either arrest the person or cite the person for the violation. Anything else? Anybody have any questions?
Okay. Gracias.
The police officers wait in unmarked cars on the street of the first inspection. The pharmacist and a deputy health official in forest green jackets with public health written in big letters on the back go into a small variety store that sells clothes, suitcases, toys, and candy. When they find the illegal medications behind the counter, they call the police officers for a follow-up investigation. The fine could run as high as $5,000 for the first offense. A second violation closes down the business. The middle-aged Spanish-speaking shopkeeper is questioned by the police, but doesn't seem unnecessarily bothered that he got caught.
Como no tengo yo casi nada, ni me dedico a eso.
He steps away from the police officers and tells me when I ask that, yes, he knows that it is against the law to sell the drugs, but he says, I don't specialize in this kind of trade, and so I didn't figure there was much of a risk, since it was mostly for my personal use. As to why he sells the drugs to the public, he answers simply, because customers come and ask for them. The same inspection is repeated at a second party supply store on the same block, where the manager had sold an antibiotic cream to the undercover HALT team detective.
She had a bag full of a lot of creams that I noticed when I bought from her. When she opened the bag, I saw a lot of creams in there, antibiotic creams.
And no problems, no questions asked?
No questions asked, no. None whatsoever.
Meanwhile, HALT pharmacist Daniel Hance methodically sorts through jars and tubes and some pills wrapped in foil like candies.
We're finding actually a lot of syringes and injectable medications. It appears that the owner of the store was giving people injections of various substances. We found some controlled substances, some anabolic steroids, a lot of antibiotics, some non-steroidal products, products to treat eye infections, to treat vertigo.
So, again, this is like a pharmacy operating.
Like a pharmacy that's operating without a license. Here we have injectable antibiotics.
Do you think that these people are aware that what they're doing is not legal?
I think they are aware. The products were not on display. They were in the back of the store. They were hidden in drawers, hidden behind cabinets. They were an area that wasn't visibly available to people that walk into the store.
Now, what you found here, would you consider that a lot, a little? I mean,
we're not finished looking yet, but I'd say that this is a considerable amount of drugs that could be used to treat a wide variety of conditions.
Later in the day, back at the Los Angeles Department of Health Services, pharmacist Daniel Hance logs the pharmaceuticals seized as evidence for legal charges. He and Health Inspector Eric Aguilar say they are finding fewer illegal pharmaceuticals in certain areas. They credit the increased HALT vigilance, although they have reports that the medications are moving elsewhere in the state. HALT inspections generally do not cross Los Angeles County borders, but the team is hopeful that other jurisdictions will introduce the same tactics to protect public health. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.